For more information on Ancient Dragon Zen Gate, please visit our website at www.ancientdragon.org. Our teachings are offered to the community through the generosity of our supporters. To make a donation online, please visit our website.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this evening we did our annual ceremony for Parinirvana Day. This is the day that we commemorate Shakyamuni Buddha's passing away into Nirvana 2,500 years ago, more or less. So I remember I asked my first teacher, who was a Japanese Soto Zen priest, several months or so after I started sitting every day, how do I get to Nirvana? I'd heard about that. I'd read Buddhist books and I'd heard about Nirvana. And he said, you have to die. So Nirvana literally means cessation. This means ceasing all karma, not being reborn, ceasing all perception and conceptualizing. For a Buddha, there are many stories about what a Buddha is, and many responses to that question in some poems. But at any rate, when a Buddha or an Arhat, Buddha was an Arhat, completely awakened one. When the Buddha passes away, they enter Nirvana. They don't get reborn. And actually in Japan, everybody who dies is in one version of what that is called Hotoke. So they're sort of considered Buddhas and pass away. What is Buddha? What is Nirvana? In our tradition, we don't look for Nirvana. Of course, if we've thoroughly purified all our ancient twisted karma, maybe when we pass away, some of us will be Buddhas, will no longer be reborn. But actually, our practice is bodhisattva practice, which is that we intentionally continue to come back and live in this world and share our awareness, our portion of calm and serenity and insight from our practice as Zazen. We share that with the world. So in our Sangha here in Chicago and for people joining us from a distance on Zoom, or for all of us, we practice in the world. So the chant we did tonight, the Inconceivable Lifespan of Buddha, is from the Lotus Sutra, which is one of our most important sutras in Soto Zen. Dogen, our founder in Japan in the 13th century, cited the Lotus Sutra more than any other Buddhist scripture. And the story in the center and in the heart of the Lotus Sutra is what we chanted the end verse of tonight, which is that Buddhas seem to pass away into Nirvana. And there are pictures of all the disciples gathered around the Buddha, lying on his right side between the two Triaksala trees in what's now Nepal or northeastern India, and passing away, and all of the disciples and animals also crying for sadness for the Buddha's passing away. But in the Lotus Sutra, it says that Buddha's actual lifespan is inconceivably long. What does that mean? Well, Buddha is still here. Shakyamuni Buddha as a human being, Gautama Siddhartha, it seems, passed away 2,500 years ago. But essentially what Buddha is has continued thanks to the practice and compassion and insight of many beings of our lineage of ancestors, but also all members of all sanghas from the Buddha's time till now, so that we now are blessed with this teaching and with this practice of Zazen and of sharing Zazen in the world. It's called the Bodhisattva practice. So this chant about the inconceivable lifespan is that there is a way in which Buddha doesn't exactly say that Buddha never dies. It's just that Buddha's lifespan is so long that it might extend into the next big bang. We don't know. Anyway, so Buddha is here. Buddha is on your seat here now. We receive this benefit of Buddha-ness, of awakeness, of caring, of kindness, of awareness, of insight into what is going on right now in this body, this life. So, happy Parinirvana Day. We celebrate Buddha's passing away, we celebrate Nirvana, we celebrate the possibility and the continuation of our practice, of our awareness of this teaching. So, maybe that's enough for me to say. We have time for a little bit of discussion. If anyone has questions about this, and this certainly is something that one might have questions about, or comments or responses. Here in the room, we have a lot of folks here tonight, which is great. And people online, you can raise your hand or hit the raise hand button. David, could you help me call on people? So, comments, questions, responses, please feel free. Yes, hi.
So, if we already have Buddha nature, then why do we say Zazen?
We say Zazen, yeah. We say Zazen thanks to Buddha nature. We say Zazen as a way of expressing Buddha nature. We sit upright, face the wall, face ourselves, face the world. Don't turn away from all the suffering of the world. But also don't turn away from the joy of being able to be upright and to enjoy our breathing. And that's all. So, congratulations. That's awesome. Other responses? Mike, hi.
Hi. What happens when we die?
Yes, what happens when we die? I agree. What happens when we die? There's lots of stories about that. I had a number of near-death experiences in my wayward youth, but I can't really tell you. But I can tell you the stories about it. And, you know, just in terms of Japanese Buddhism, which is the tradition we inherit, and some people can say other things about what happens when we die. But in Japanese Buddhism, one story is that we will be reborn in 49 days. So similarly, the same as the Tibetan Book of the Dead, in all of these states of Buddhism, there are ceremonies every 7 days, and we will be reborn. Maybe not exactly in 49 days. That's one story. Where we go, Japan usually practices cremation, and there are cemeteries. I live between two really ancient, thousand year old cemeteries, two old Buddhist temples in Kyoto, and there are a number of extremities and images of Buddha and people actually go to the graveyards, the cemeteries, and the flowers and fruit and candy and stuff like that for the spirit. Also, after they die, there are commemorative plaques which are in a room behind the main altar of their home temple, and that's where they are. There are many stories about what happens. And of course, there's the story that after, again, just through Japanese Buddhism, after people are Buddhists. So I like it that there's all these different stories which seem to conflict with each other. Maybe they're all true. Maybe somebody knows. Does anybody know? Can anybody tell us what happens after you die? There seem very smart people here. Any ideas? Paul, online, do you have any comments on what happens when you die from your Buddhist studies? Okay. So silence is one good response to what happens when you come. Anyway, thank you for your question. Any other comments, responses? To this, both the event of Shakyamuni passing away and Nirvana, but also to this sense of Buddha's inconceivable lifespan, that Buddha is still with us.